The inaugural Celebrate Steventown in 2017 was an effort to bring people together to celebrate the rural community. I guess it's the only one in America, but they stole the sign.
On Earth.
Only one on Earth, yeah.
According to Alan. Yes. Celebrate Steventown's family-friendly events showcase the work of artisans, artists, businesses, farmers, musicians, service organizations, and more. Celebrate Steventown 2018 takes place this weekend, Friday through Sunday. That's the weekend. Husband and wife team Scott Menhenick, Jennifer Peabody are the co-organizers of Celebrate Steventown, which this year will feature 40 events at 21 different locations over the course of 3 days in Steventown, New York. In addition to their work as officers of the Steventown Memorial Library and Steventown Food Pantry, respectively, they also run their own consulting business, Berkshire Brand Management. Shalina Bridgham?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. All right, everyone's name is correct. Has nearly two decades of experience in the specialty cheese industry, with the last 5 years focused on her family's own artisan creamery, Four Fat Fowl, which is about to open its newly renovated and greatly expanded production facility in the former Steventown Elementary School. Jennifer, Scott, and Shalina, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Thanks for having us on.
Did we talk ourselves out during the break? Because
there's nothing left to talk about.
We have a lot of time to fill here. So. All right. It's a pretty big event. What's so special about Steventown, other than the name?
Oh, man. So many things.
Give me one.
We'll let you count the ways.
Yeah. Well, it's the only one on Earth.
It's the only one.
And
now, have we vetted that fact? I've heard Alan say it on a fun drive every time.
Uh-huh. I will tell you. Alan and WAMC have a big connection to this festival because we actually brought the signs back at the opening night ceremony last year, and the reason we thought to do that was because Alan, during the pledge drive, always says, this person's from Steventown on Earth,
right.
The only one on Earth, but right. They stole the sign. And that got us thinking, they stole all the signs. What happened to these signs? Can we bring them back?
Yeah.
And we went to the town board and we said, hey, can we bring these signs back? And now they're all back. It took about a year to get them all back up, but we got a new one and we dedicated it on opening night, celebrating Steventown last year, one at town hall. And now if you drive into Steventown, you're going to see the signs again. So now Alan's going to have to say something else donates.
Not to be a contrarian, but there's only one Belcher Town, and they're not bragging about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, hey, they just don't know how to push themselves
right.
up.
That came out of the bicentennial in the 80s. That's where that came from. It's actually the woman, I'll mention her name this time because I got some flack. I didn't credit her last time. Betty McClave from our historical society. So when she was helping to organize the bicentennial, she visited another town, another state that had said only whatever, and she said it'd be great to bring this back. And it's proved to be true, but it's also, you know, great marketing for us. Everybody really latches on to that. But if you live there, it actually makes sense.
Yes,
you know,
in
a real way. There's just nothing like this place, and so it's not just great marketing. It's actually true. So
the Celebrate Steventown. This is the second one. Last year was the inaugural. Scott Menhenick is here. Jennifer Peabody and Shalina Bridgham, and they are all involved in this. So many events. What did you learn last year that you brought to this year's event?
Oh, lots of stuff. But what we do with the festival is one of the priorities for us was to get everybody in town working together for a better Steventown, working on the future, because in the past, everybody kind of had their own ground to their own row to hoe so much. So like the different organizations did their own events and they weren't drawing enough for those events. And we needed something where the whole town could start to work together and start building kind of a bridge to the future is what we say. So what we do is we actually let every organization or business or artisans in town plan their own events. So we go to everybody and say, please open your doors, have an open house, have a sale, have a show, like show off what you do, so that it's more than a parade or fireworks or something that doesn't help the town long term.
Yeah.
Let everybody decide what's best for them. So we learned a lot of stuff the first year. We actually ended up surprisingly, we didn't know how many people were going to participate. And then all of a sudden we had 30 some events by the end. We were surprised by the attention and the interest everybody had, and so it's just bigger this year. But we were able to go back to the business and say, this kind of work, this drew people, maybe you want to do this, maybe. So we got sponsors this year. We did more where we could actually advertise more. We have better signage.
Well,
we have
good.
That kind of stuff. And
one of the
the programs?
That's new this year is we're doing a scavenger hunt, which the Venturing Crew 222 is organizing for us. And the scavenger hunt, anyone can participate, but it's great for kids. And there's something at each location across town that people can take a picture of, or if they don't have that, they can fill in a form.
Yeah.
And that way it helps people get to all the different locations. And even if they can't get to the specific event at that time, they know where it is then. They can go back another time and they're familiar. Because Steventown, it's very spread out. It's a small town in a big area.
Well, that's what jumped out at me. 21 different locations
yeah.
in a what you would term a small town, but it's a big space. Mm-hmm. The most popular events, do you think, this year? What'll they be?
So we're gonna go to Shalina.
Cheese and beer.
We're getting to you.
What we're excited about is it's sort of a mini renaissance going on in Steventown right now, where a lot of businesses that have closed, you know, are coming back. Shalina and her family are expanding into the school. Our Dave's Market is coming back, which is our local grocery store.
So exciting.
There's a new restaurant coming in, the Blueberry
Hill Cafe.
Blueberry Hill Cafe. People from New Lebanon are expanding into Steventown. So there's a lot of stuff. People want to just get inside these buildings and see what's going on and are excited that there's going to be a lot more options in Steventown right now. So I think those are the events that people are really excited about.
All right. I have a list. Sarah LaDuke, our producer, gave me a list. I'll run a few of these by you and see what you think.
Sure.
Well, first of all, jumped right out at me, the Texas Hold'em Tournament Saturday night. Right. Big money involved?
Yeah.
It all goes to charity.
Yeah,
exactly.
The fire department.
The fire department.
Money.
Yeah, so the fire department does that. Uh-huh. And they're also doing a car show on Saturday as well.
Oh, really good.
Yeah. And chicken barbecue.
And what the heck is beating the bad bugs on Sunday?
Right. So one of our local businesses that we're very proud of is the Berry Patch. And you've had Dale on before through the Troy Farmers Market, on the radio.
Yep.
And she is a leading innovator in the fruit growers organizations nationally, and she's invented this netting that actually prevents this particular bug from getting on certain berry plants, I think blueberries and raspberries, and it prevents them without using pesticides. And she's a leader in that. She sells the nets to farmers, organic farmers everywhere across the country. And so she's going to demonstrate this cool thing that she invented in Steventown that she uses to grow a lot of great food in Steventown.
She's a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You have tomato tastings. I assume she's involved with that
as
well.
She is. Those are her tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
They have their own heirloom variety somehow, and a lot of things that they're growing they're going to taste there. And so.
All right. Shalina Bridgham.
Yes,
you had me at cheese. yeah. 2 decades you've been doing specialty cheese?
I have.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
I
been
love
a long
that.
Time.
Four Fat Fowl. How do we come up with that name?
Well, my sister-in-law by nature is a historian. She actually just got her PhD in history.
Yeah.
And so it was important to all of us that the name was tied to the region. So she dug through a lot of the original documents of early Steventown, and she found that Stephen Van Rensselaer had settled the area, and he was one of the largest landowners there. And for his tenants in good standing, they could pay their rent with, I think it was a bushel of wheat and four fat fowl. Mm. And she was like, that's it. And we all loved it.
Now,
so,
to be clear, you can't just come in with four fat fowl and get some cheese now, right?
You know, we might consider that. We're all about bartering.
Really?
I mean, sometimes if you want to come in with four fat fowl, I guarantee somebody will provide you with some cheese. and we would like a photo as well.
Of the four fat fowl?
Of the
Now, you're expanding into the old Steventown Elementary School.
Yes, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
We sure are. We worked with the town a few years ago to obtain the building, and it's slow going, but it's almost complete. So we are having the event at the new location at the elementary school, and my husband, our cheesemaker Willie, will be on site to, if you want to see what's going on in there, he'll bring you through. With the construction still in progress, we can't open it up to the public right now, but I know everybody wants to see, and Willie's like, we gotta show people. I'll bring them in. So
what happened to the elementary school?
Scott, maybe you better.
It closed. We had not enough kids, basically.
Oh.
So all we had was our elementary school as a school in town. Everybody also already went to high schools in other communities. Mm-hmm. But it was a very sad time. It was only a few years ago, and so it's kind of sat there, and it's been kind of a sad thing. It's right across from the library, so it's an area where, So it's very exciting for everybody that it's now going to turn into this one of our favorite local businesses that we can brag about. And
that's
that we're
going to
have this great thing coming out of Steventown.
Yeah, I imagine you had to do quite a bit of re-engineering.
Oh.
I mean, when I think of elementary school cheese, all I think of is the triangular piece of American cheese on the tuna sailboats we used to get.
Right.
It's well beyond my comprehension. My sister-in-law, Josie, and my husband, Willie, have handled all of that with the contractors. And it's been a project bigger than I've ever experienced in anything I've done in my life. So lucky for us, we have three partners, and we were able to get it rolling, and we hope to be in by early October. And part of our plan is to leave part of the building open and at some point where the gym is and turn it into so that the community can use it.
Oh, I
and
like
we
it.
Can do things there to help better support Steventown. Because, I mean, once you come, you'll love it and you'll want a place to go do stuff.
Well, there are so many events at this. And this begins Friday evening or
Friday? Yeah. Friday evening. We have an opening reception that's a showcase of all the things being made in Steventown. So from manufacturing, like our sponsors for that event, which is XCA and ZWAC, to farmers, to cheesemakers, to artists, musicians. We have a really exciting
There's going to be a song.
There's going to be
Talk
a song.
The song.
What do you mean there's going to be a song?
One of our local musicians, Mike McMahon, is debuting a song he wrote for the occasion.
Does it go like this? Well, I'm living here in Steventown.
Try again. You're close.
No? Okay. I won't sing anymore.
It's Welcome to the Only Steventown on Earth.
Okay.
And come on Friday night, and you'll be able to hear it. And we're really looking forward to that.
This was fun. Scott Menhennick, got your name right every time.
Very good.
Jennifer
good.
Peabody and Shalina Bridgham, thank you for being here. Celebrate Steventown 2018 is this Friday through Sunday. To learn more, what's that website again, Scott?
CelebrateSteventown.com.
And, you know, it's Steventown, right? So spell it properly.
With a PH.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
CelebrateSteventown.com, and that link will be posted on our website, WAMC.org/roundtable. And that, coincidentally, is the program you're listening to on WAMC.